The words chosen for this morning are recorded in the first chapter of Hebrews, the first verse and following. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, and upholds all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. In Jesus Christ, our suffering Savior, your fellow redeemed. In the early church, at the dawn of the Feast of the Resurrection, the Christians ended their all-night Paschal vigil with a divine worship service celebrated right at first light. They had spent the entire night in darkness, in fasting and prayer. The only light in the sanctuary was the Paschal candle, which was to symbolize that Jesus was the light of the world in the throes of death. And then, at first light, from that Christ candle, the candles of all the other worshipers in the sanctuary were lit, so that the sanctuary was filled with light. It was a blaze of glory. All of that was to point to the fact that Jesus is the divine light that lights up our lives. As this text says, he is the brightness of the Father's glory who enlightens the world. He reveals the light of the Father. But what's our condition? By nature, we were walking in the darkness of sin and the shadow of death, as Isaiah said. To get an idea of what that might be like, imagine yourself in a cave, and the lights are off, and there's no lights to get out, and you've got to try to find your way out. Imagine groping in the darkness, trying to feel the walls, just ending up going in circles. And that was the situation with humanity by nature. We were walking in darkness, in the shadow of death, trying to find our way out of death, and just ended up going in circles in a meaningless and futile existence. And that darkness can still be felt in our old sinful flesh right now, can't it? In the darkness, we tend once in a while to lift a paper from the internet at crunch time. In darkness, we have been known to shoplift here and there, maybe the latest video game. In the darkness, we enter that establishment, that strip club downtown. Or we listen to online, I've said just about everything. It's view online porn. In the darkness, we anesthetize ourselves with drugs, with alcohol, or whatever your favorite drug of choice happens to be. In the darkness, we slander a fellow worker behind his back. In the darkness, we plot our revenge, and I'm going to get it. In the darkness, we know that this path leads to eternal destruction. But Jesus came into the world for one purpose only, and that was to bring light to our dark and benighted race. The holy writer says that he is the brightness of the Father's glory. He's the expressed image of the Father. He is the very image of the Father, and more than that, he is of one substance with the Father, the only begotten from all eternity. That light was foretold by the prophets and revealed in all its glory in the divine Son. He is the light that enlightens every person who comes into this world. But the question is, how does he bring the light? How does his light come to us? In a rather strange and unusual way. Now, we'd expect that he would have suddenly appeared in beneficent majesty, brighter than the rays of the sun, riding the thunderclouds of heaven. But that dazzling holiness would have only filled sinful man with fear and caused each of us to hide from him, as our first parents did in the garden. Therefore, he covered his beneficent splendor with our flesh, made from dust, in the incarnation, and came into this world, enduring our darkness and our death. By his holy life, he obtained light and life for our fallen race. And then our text says he purged away our sins with his own blood. As darkness covered that old rugged cross on that first Good Friday in Christ's death, there was light for humanity. By his glorious resurrection, that light shone forth to all people. And then the text says he ascended to the right hand of majesty, where he is the bright sunshine of the Father's love. Jesus, sunshine of our hearts. That light is present for us today. Thanks be to God. That light comes to us through baptism that the early church called the sacrament of enlightenment, and through the other means of grace. That through that light, he shines upon us. Only that light, only the light of Jesus can give peace, comfort, and purpose in our depression, our heartaches, and our sorrows. We all have some pretty dark times in our lives. Gloomy. It seems that there's no way out. But the light of Jesus' countenance can chase all the darkness of our hearts away. And that light is there for you this morning. The light that will give peace to your lives in his word and sacraments. A girl was observing the beautiful stained glass windows in a great cathedral church. They were just beautiful. Just the sun was shining on them. You could see the rays and the splendor of them all. And she looked up to her mother and said, "Who are those people in the windows anyway?" Her mother, relatively absent-mindedly, responded, "Ah, they're the saints." And she meditated on that for a while and thought about it. And then she says, "Now I know who the saints are. They're the people that let the light shine through." Thanks be to God that we are his saints. We are the redeemed children of God who are to allow the light of Christ to shine through us to all around by our examples in word and deed. Oh, we will declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. It's said that more people were drawn to the early church by the life of the early Christians than by their preaching on the street corners. May the light of Christ shine through us to draw more and more to the Savior. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the brightness of the Father's dawning, the expressed image of His person. By His life and by His death, He has become for you and me the Son of Righteousness with healing in His wings that has arisen for our help. He has taken our sins and removed them from us as far as the east is from the west. Out of thanks for that great salvation, we will desire to let His light shine through us so that more and more may come to know the only true God. God the Father, fountain source of light. God the Holy Spirit, light revealer. And God the Son, the bright sunshine of the Father's love. Jesus, sunshine of our hearts. Remember, the Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of light. Amen. We'll rise and pray. O Christ Jesus, true light of the world, we thank you that you have brought light and life to our benighted race. In you alone is hope and salvation. Give each of us the strength through your word and sacraments to let our light shine before men. We ask this in your name, O Savior, light divine. Amen. We continue with the hymn.